It is 6:45. You are listening to NPR Illinois and Morning Edition. I'm Michelle Eccles. Joining us this morning, Kelly Hurst, who is with the Massey Commission. Kelly, talk to us a little bit about your role with the Massey Commission.
Certainly. Thank you, Michelle. I am the managing director of the Massey Commission, and I came in about 6 months in and have been with them for the last 7 months now.
Now, some say, okay, the Massey Commission was supposed to be in place for a year, its work is done. But what is truly the standing right now of where everything is at?
So the commission has to sunset. All commissions do, right? They have a job to come in, and it was created to listen to our community, to study the systems that failed Sonia Massey, and then make recommended changes to make our entire county of Sangamon safer and more just for everyone. And now that that piece is done, we have a bridge to the next piece, which is putting it into the hands of the community, and that means everybody.
So as far as the recommendations by the Massey Commission, has that report been fully sent out?
Yes. We're going to do digital first, and we really did learn that from Forward Through Ferguson. It was created after the Ferguson Commission in Ferguson, Missouri, after Michael Brown was murdered. And so that's our very next piece, is to make sure that the report gets to the county by December 1, which it will be because it's finished. It's just getting some design touches at this point.
And then what do you hope to see happen from here? Because obviously that's a report. There's lots of progress that was made over the last year, but there is so much more to do in our community.
I think that's exactly the way to say it. There's so much more to do. You know, we have really, we have 26 calls to action, but we have been building them around these five guiding priorities that we call signature priorities. And each one of those calls to action fits underneath them. And so I think the next step is for our community to ask themselves, where do they feel most useful? If it's in the signature priority of safety and dignity or truth and accountability, wherever people tend to fall, I think that what we're asking is really the same question. What does a healthy community look like, and who still does not have any access to it? And then, of course, asking ourselves, then what's my role here? How do I make sure everyone gets access?
When you look back at the work of the Massey Commission over the last year and the listening that went on and the recommendations, what do you feel are some of the most important things to be addressed?
I'm going to say that the listening sessions were hard. I have to name that because people are angry. They're upset. Injustice is continuing to happen, and it happens through our systems. And I think that what's going to happen now, hopefully, is people felt like they were seen and they were connected to one another. And at our very last meeting where we had in the community feedback sessions, almost 100% of the people in that room suggested that we continue the conversation, that we don't stop here, that even if these calls to action are not yet implemented, we need to get together and we need to talk and we need to listen. And so if we can have that with some consistency, I think that we're going to be able to continue with this momentum.
Now, you say the Massey Commission sunsets because commission sunset, but what kind of group can we begin now to continue to see this move forward, to continue having those conversations? Is there a group that's going to take this over? Is it going to be kind of its own formed group?
That's exactly what we're working on is, you know, what's the next group to take this on? Is it going to be the creation of a nonprofit like Forward Through Ferguson that says, hey, we're going to be responsible for all of these things. We're going to make sure that there's organizational pieces in place and that there's an independent public dashboard so that we can track all of these calls to action. And really, this is an invitation to everyone that, you know, leadership doesn't always come with a title. We've seen a lot of leaders just rise up within the Massey Commission and with the public. And so you don't have to fit a mold, but what we value instead is, you know, how we can break down those barriers, because it's not just for certain people. You know, one of the questions we got asked was, where's the youth? And my response to that was, well, they were not invited specifically, right? Like, we're creating the world for them. Yes, and some of this stuff is really too traumatic for them to handle. So how can we actually take these pieces and then put them into right-sized pieces for everyone in the community, including the young people who are watching what we're doing?
In your role in the Massey Commission, do you feel like you'll see, and I know you do a lot around a lot of these issues in our community anyway, but what's your role going forward? What do you see happening?
I see continuing to walk alongside my community. I continue to say that I don't know what's best for a community that isn't mine. And I have no business going into a community that isn't mine. And lots of different identities showed up at the commission. So I'm going to hold it. I'm holding it until I think it's in the hands that it needs to be in. That's what the commission leadership would like as well. And I think that I will. I'm in this till the wheels fall off, Michelle. Like I'm not going anywhere. I want us to have, be willing to, invite more people in to contribute and learn how we can actually celebrate one another and not fear that this is going to actually take something away from someone. This is actually all, value added stuff for our community.
Kelly Hurst with the Massey Commission, thanks for joining us this morning, and I look forward to the continued work, and please let us know if there's anything we can do to help support that.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your help.
It is 6:51. This is NPR, Illinois.